Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Base,
where radio has never been better.
Of course, in case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Come on, how are you doing, man?
Good on you, man.
Great, man. Yeah. So, today we're going to speak about celebrity fights. But
Wait. I know what you're thinking, right?
Yeah,
I know what your silly thought is thinking. Why are you speaking about celebrity fights in a sports show?
Exactly.
Okay, let me tell you why. Because these celebrities think they can do what they want and jump into sports. So guess what? Since they decided to become fighters, I think we should touch on celebrities.
We should actually touch on that,
you know?
You get what I'm saying? So, we're going to speak about two YouTubers, or should I say artists as well. We're going to speak about just two. We just mentioned two. KSI and Dax. And they're both Nigerian.
Yeah.
And they are both Nigerian, apparently. But we're going to speak about those two. But Bad news. Now, a fight didn't happen.
Yeah,
but why are we speaking about it?
I think there's a lot of singers. Just like I mentioned last week, Big Zulu and
Kimunada.
So I think some of them, I don't know. I think they just want to create a vibe, if I can put it like that. Because if you do that, put two famous people together, that can get you like a big crowd. Like
Dave
fans versus Dave, it can,
So
for me, I don't know, might be wrong, but it feels like now people now are trying to do
trying
something
to
different, something fun,
You get what I'm saying? So, why am I mentioning Dax and KSI? There was some beef that was happening there, man. It's crazy. And, okay, they're both YouTubers. Dax is a rapper, and KSI is a rapper and a YouTuber. He does vlogs, he does all of that.
And KSI, he has two channels. The first one is 23 million subscribers.
Yeah.
And the second one is 13. And then Dax's channel is 5 million subscribers. So
Dax, look, Dax is not doing, Dax is doing the most, but not more than KSI, though. Because KSI taps into so many things. But why are we mentioning KSI and Dax? We'll tell you what happened after this, right? Because apparently, who was the stupid one? It was Dax. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest here. Because KSI said it himself, he wouldn't do such a thing. If you want to know what it is, but you have to tune in after this. Why are we? Well, we're gonna tell more about Dax. We're gonna tell more about KSI as to what happened between them, and I'll explain in more depth as well as to what happened.
Look, I think it's been crazy. There's more celebrities that are like right? Like
there are celebrities that are like that. Apparently, Rick Ross wanted to get in a fight with some boxer as
crazy.
Well. It's crazy, man.
I've been waiting for a date for Big Zulu and King Monada. If you don't know who that is, just
there are South African artists.
Yeah, Big Zulu.
He's a South African rapper.
Yeah, he had a hit late last year. I think it was November or December.
Yeah, he had a hit. Please just search for it.
Isukba Nemad. Man,
I wish to have a lot of money,
basically. Yeah, it was one of the hits. That's Big Zulu. And then King Monada is also... is like... where is he from?
Limpopo. He's from Limpopo.
And he does very great music. I love his music also. Sometimes I dance.
So, guys, this is a chance for you to know South African artists.
Yeah.
In case you're from another country.
Who are becoming boxers to box each other.
Yes. And you're going to know South African artists on the show for the first time today. But the main topic is going to be KSI versus Dax. We're going to discuss more about KSI and Dax after this. Radio has never been better.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And we're talking about the movies.
Yeah.
Welcome. Do my line, okay?
Hi, I'm the English version.
Yes, and I'm also the English version.
I can explain. I actually can't explain what just happened there.
Radio has never been better. Welcome back. So, like we said, we're going to mention KSI and Dax. So, just explain, KSI is a YouTuber and an artist. I just recently got a number two song in the UK for the first time as a solo artist. He has a solo song. Dax, on the other hand, he has very, very good freestyles, and he's not a bad rapper, but he makes freestyles on people's beats and all. Now, so KSI, I wouldn't say he had a beef, but Dax had a beef with KSI.
Mm-hmm.
And
guys, by the way, before you get it, just like I said, I like Dax.
Yeah, he's a very
rapping rap. For me, go listen to Dax's rapper, D-A-X.
He's a very, very
he's a killer.
He's a killing freestyles. But Dax became too confident, and he went after Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He went after Tory Lanez and he dissed Tory Lanez. And I'll tell you why I'm mentioning this, right? So he went after Tory Lanez right after he released a track where he dissed Tory Lanez. Guess what happened? Hey!
What happened?
What happened was Tory Lanez was in the car and Dax was outside. And he was recording a video. And Dax, okay, what before that happened, Tory Lanez DM'd Dax and he says, hey man, I like your song, let's meet up. It's like, okay, cool, G, let's cool. Dax comes and they lived in the same area. Yeah.
No. Okay.
They lived in the same area.
Yeah, apparently they do live in the same
area. I was like, okay, cool, like, let's collab. Then next thing, Tory Lanez records a video on IG, Instagram. And he's telling Dax, he's like, apologize, bro. And Dax was like shocked.
He was like, I got you, bro.
I got you, bro. He says, apologize, man. Apologize. You know what you did. Apologize. He's like, I got you, man. He says, apologize. Apologize. He's like, sorry, G. It's like, all right, man. Now,
okay. For me, the way, guys, okay, we all good at something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Some of us are good at fighting. Some of us are not. Dex is a killer when it comes to
freestyles. You even said it. Like,
but you're not good when it comes to rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To fighting, I mean.
Yeah.
Because we know someone like KSI from fighting someone like Paul Logan and Heather Wern and someone like John Weller.
Yeah, Joe Weller. Yes.
Yeah, Joe Weller. So we know him. He has wins. You know what I'm saying?
No, but
he's not just a huge. He's a YouTuber that proves.
Yes. Now, moving to KSI now. Now, KSI saw the situation and Dax had a beef with KSI. And Dax decided to release an IG live says, KSI, I can beat you in a boxing match because I'm cut from a different cloth. What it means by I'm cut with a different cloth means that I'm cut like I'm more shredded than you, KSI, and I can beat you in a boxing match. And guess what happens in the life? He was busy doing shadow punches like pow, pow, boxing sounds. And KSI was like, bro, do you know who you're talking to here? I'm a guy that fought Joe Weller. I'm the guy that beat Logan Paul. Yes, he had a draw.
Look, there also, I think, yeah, we just need to, we know where we,
yeah,
where we good at and where we're not good at. I mean, Dexter is clearly not a fighter. from the video I saw him apologizing
to Tory Lanez. And he
And then you look at someone like KSI is a.
He's a YouTuber.
I saw on the tweets when Dex said to KSI, you mentioned my name one more time, I'm flying to the UK. So yeah, KSI was like, I don't know, KSI even typed his name on the chat like 10 times.
Yeah,
you said one time, so I'll go ten times. So it's crazy for me. Yeah, Dex, we don't want to see you lose your teeth. We still need you in the rapping game, man.
But
you,
please,
you
man,
good there, stick to the yeah.
But Dex says, okay, if you mention my name one more time, I'm going to fly in the UK. I'm going to break your teeth. Can't I mention his name like 10 times? And this is what Dex does, right? He's like, no, I got tours. I got this. I got tours with big celebrities. It was like, okay, cool. Go with your tours. Go with the tours, right? Come to me after. And it was like, no. I'll beat you in a boxing match. Just show me how to spar. I'm gonna repeat that again. Dax asked KSI for sparring advice in boxing.
Crazy.
Like this was a private message. Private message, not public message on Twitter. It's like, no, cool my Gigi, you must just show me how to spa, things like that. And Chris is like, who the hell do you think you are coming to me privately and say, hey, what's up? And you busy destroying me in public. Why can't you come to the UK? In fact, I'll book you an 8K flight for 4 days. In the air in the UK. And guess what Dex does? He didn't pitch. Yes, he didn't pitch.
And okay, speaking about that, last week I came across a video that was posted by Israel Adesanya.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
I don't know if it was
okay
to the people who want who or it's yeah. from I don't know. For me personally, yeah. I think Paul was scared. Because what happened was, I don't know if you remember, Jake Paul, yeah. when they started, before they got yeah. their first big fight,
Logan,
they started with Francis Ngannou, Kamaru Usman, and Israel to say, give me any of this, I'll beat
them. No.
Guess who met each other?
Jake and Israel.
And then he failed. He called, hey, I'm your biggest fan, man. And
are
he hugged him. Obviously, you just met the champ, bro. And it's
one on one
on the streets.
Wait, hold the phone. So, are you saying Jake Paul, the one that called out Israel Adesanya?
Like I said, I think it was just a hype thing. They were trying to create a hype. But from what I saw when they met, it was a different Paul. They even,
I'm your biggest fan, man.
Yeah.
I think.
And you could see Izzy was fine, but he was serious. He had just had that firm face.
He was like, bro.
Yeah.
You have
Jake
to
could tell. I don't have to mess with this guy today. He's happy. Let me, you know what I'm saying? That type of energy. You could feel the energy. So.
But I believe Israel was thinking, you have the audacity to call me out while you are a YouTuber. I'm an MMA sensation. You have the I believe that was in his mind right now. He says, bro, you're being fake right now. You being happy and all that stuff. What happened to you when you called me out? Now Israel's like,
it's crazy.
It's like Israel's like, whoa, what's going on right here, man? Like we said in previous shows, what Jake did, honestly, it's just stupid. I mean, the fact that he went first for Francis Ngannou.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't mean that, you know. He knew. They know they big. No. So if they advertise something like that, obviously it wouldn't take time for it to be noticed by.
Yeah.
500,000 of people in a day, you know. That's why I think if they started with someone like a Tommy or what, it wouldn't have created the hype. But now they were like, okay, let's pick this guy because he's big, and this one because he's big. Let's pull the attention. I think there was a great strategy of pulling the attention towards them.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was like to gain more. I think to gain more subscribers to say, okay, let's create a hype. I want to call this guy out. I want to call this guy out. I mean, Jake and Logan. Okay, Logan. Let's leave Logan out of this. I'm keep on mentioning Logan, so I'm sorry. Logan, you're out of the situation. Let's mention Jake, the young one. The one you said
that still has a fight upcoming. Don't forget,
with, oh,
guys.
Come on.
With Tyron Woodley.
Yep. So, look, I'm already predicting this fight. Look, a lot of people say they're not going to watch this fight since they saw the Mayweather and Logan's fight. They said they say it sucked because I don't know. Logan was supposed to say what he was going to do. What he
this
what
one
he
is
said.
Different.
But this one is different.
Woodley is young. He's from his UFC and he's very fast when it comes to his hands.
Okay.
Throwing punches. And someone like Jake, who's had like two or three fights, I think it's going to be.
But Jake Paul lost against, okay, he won against, he won against Deji, which is KSI's little brother.
Yep.
Now, sorry to mention this on the side note, but did you know Deji, Deji KSI's brother, he lost two fights. He lost two fights and KSI was disappointed.
Yeah.
KSI even mentioned in his video, he was like, bro, you're more talented than me, but I work way harder than you. Is that your problem is that you don't put in the hard work. You always depend on your talent and you don't depend on your hard work. Please watch KSI's video addressing Deji. Deji, like, he's addressing that. And he was like, you know what, Deji? Working hard, punched you in the face so many times in the Jake fight, but you couldn't even realize that. I was like, ooh, man, that's harsh. But, what Jake? Look, I don't know. Like, he's just doing this for the hype. I really think so, Mr. Calvin. He's doing this for the hype. He's just doing it for some hype fan. Like, how can you call out Israel Adesanya, Kamaru Usman, and Francis Ngannou, the world heavyweight champion? Do you know Francis Ngannou is more heavier than you, fam?
Bro, please, man.
If you went for Kamaru Usman, okay, I'll give the benefit of the doubt. But you need to be bold for that guy. But same thing. You picked the best and the all African.
It's crazy.
In fact, all of three of them, they're African. They're African, but Jake Paul decides to go for Tyron Woodley. And did you know Tyron Woodley is more bold than Jake?
Yep.
Yes, Tyron Woodley has been losing fights.
That's how I know that Jake is new in this. Even as losing as Tyron Woodley was, one thing for sure, Jake is still new in this game.
He's still new!
And,
he's still new! He has three fights. Three fights, Calvin. Three. How many does Tyron Woodley have? I lost count. Let me just say I lost count. But that it's unacceptable you call out a UFC sensation, bruv. Come on, fam. You want to call out the best of the best. I'm sorry that I'm talking about Jake so much, but it's been getting on our nerves for a long time now.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know who's 6'9".
Oh, yeah. We're talking about celebrity fights.
The one who has tattoos.
A lot of tattoos on his ears.
Yeah, colorful hair.
In fact,
I think it was end of May.
Yeah.
Before June.
Yeah.
He got ignored also. He also called out Jake Paul. He's like,
whoa!
He's like, I want you to fight me.
Whoa! So
Jake Paul ignored that. So I think we should look into that.
Whoa! 6'9".
Yeah.
The one that came out of prison and got 1 million views for the first time on his live.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Literally, they had to shut down his account because of that. Guys, this, bear in mind, this is celebrity fights that were supposed to happen. And we're talking about fights that happened there as well. But 6ix9ine, let's chat more about 6ix9ine. That guy went to prison. And apparently they called him a snitch. And he called out Jake Paul. And I think he tweeted Jake Paul. He says, I want to fight with you. I don't know what Jake said. But a lot of people are giving attention to Jake, not Logan.
Mm-hmm.
You think so? But Jake Paul's the youngest. I think Like people always say, the youngest is always the craziest person. But man, I think that fight was supposed to happen because I think they both the same weight, don't you think, Mr. Calvin?
Definitely.
They both the same weight. Now Jake with Tyron Woodley. Man,
that's crazy.
That's I wouldn't say it's the most craziest fight. They're just doing it for the money and the fame, fam. Yeah. But I think Tyron Woodley just wants to beat the hell out of Jake just to humble that guy. That's what he said. He's like,
obviously that pisses Tyron Woodley off, you know what I'm saying, to think about the fact that I've been so long in this game, even though I've been losing, and to be disrespected by someone who has like, what, 3, 4, 5.
He says, I've been losing, yes. Yeah. But I have more fights than you. I was a champion.
It's crazy.
Not just the champion, the longest reigning champion. You get what I'm saying? But you have the audacity to call me out and say, wow, really, really famous. I says, okay, let me just shut your mouth and say, you know what? Let me just take this fight. Okay, it will be good.
I think one thing for sure, I don't know, I haven't, but I know Woodley scared.
Whoa, Woodley what?
I know Woodley scared Jake Paul a bit. He might not have scared him much.
Okay. But
Woodley has that, obviously his eyes are small, but he has that look when he speaks to you.
Intimidating.
Yes. It's like he means what he's saying. You know,
it's like,
what I'm
bro.
Saying? You want to listen to someone like Woodley.
He was like, I think that guy's like, yes, those guys like, whoa. Dude, I may be humble, but hey, don't mess with me. I'm a longest reigning champion for a reason.
You know?
You get what I'm saying? And this, I believe Tyron Woodley was thinking, you have the audacity, fam. Like, you're a YouTuber. Stick to what you're good at, fam. And
crazy.
And it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how these celebrities, they call out and they want a boxing match. I mean, just to mention, let's take it back. Let's come back to the local country. Cast on your vest and AKA.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
It was big, yeah.
It was big. They wanted to book a boxing match. Yeah.
What happened with that?
I think they've been having beef since 1980 something. You get what I'm saying? They were good, then beef. Good, then beef. Good, then beef. If you don't, AKA is a colored, he's a rapper. Cast on your vest is black and he's a rapper. And they're both South African, by the way. One's from Cape Town and one's from Mafikeng. If you don't know who are they, just search on Wikipedia, AKA to get him, and a cast from your base. They also big.
You don't know AKA's wife just committed suicide.
Fiance. So just search for AKA. You'll find him on Wikipedia. He's a rap sensation. Also Casper Nyovest as well. He's also a rap sensation. He's famous in South Africa, also globally as well. But that saga has been happening for quite a while now, mm-hmm. and it's been getting too much that they wanted to book a boxing match. They've been booking this fight for 2 years, Mr. Carl.
What?
Guys, 2 years. 2 years! And it's still happening, but obviously AKA is going through the most. Cast on your vest.
Speaking about the fact that AKA is going through the most, people are disputing the fact that his wife jumped off the balcony.
So people are
saying, it was a killing, it was a murder, it was a fight, and there was some anger.
They did mention that. But why are we mentioning this? We're mentioning this because they're celebrities, they want to fight each other in the ring.
Yeah, they want to do it like real men.
Real men, like real men do it in the ring. But some of them, they back out just like Dax did. And if Dax is listening to this,
I'm happy, boy. You must know your place. I like you, best rapper, fighter. I don't think you're a fighter, so.
Just back off. And carry on with what you're doing. You had a great success. But other than Dax, though, stick to your rap game. You're good there. You get what I'm saying? So, celebrities. Just address all of them. If you want to fight in the ring, please do it in the ring. Please book a fight.
And I think we're going to be... Because you never know. Next week, there might be celebrities who are beefing, wanting to fight.
Hey!
You might have another topic for celebrities. Because now we don't get to speak a lot about
the celebrities fighting. Yeah. Because it's been trending. Let's chat more about sports. But let's make things interesting. What are these celebrities doing?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Who knows?
And I think we should, from next week, if we do speak about celebrities, we need to get to the core of why they actually beefing.
What exactly? Let's get to the core. What led to this point, fam? What actually led to this point? We might have celebrity fights part two next week. You know, because this is getting interesting. There's a spark here. Why are we not noticing the spark? You get what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, that'll be it from us. If you want to listen to some motions, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course, see, guys, it's been good.
It's been real.
From myself and Calvin, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.